Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Thanks again to Travis Altenhoven and Pottawatomie County Clerk Nancy McCarter for coming in and speaking with us. And that first half hour now, we move from the county level to the state level. We have Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan here in studio. And just want to remind folks that Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan, she'll be calling in for the final segment. She'll be calling in around 9:45. So we'll have all three of us there. We've got Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass. And first off, Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be here. It was nice to get your text message that there was a spot available. So
yeah,
glad to be here. I always enjoy this.
Glad you could come in. And always always a busy time for state representatives, even when it's not in session, especially when we're going into midterms coming up. We got the primary coming up. There's all sorts of stuff going on. But one thing that's been talked about a lot, really the last, I would say this year, especially towards the end of last year, the dark store theory issue has been talked about a lot at the county level and has a big concern for local governments. And when you look at the issue, rightfully so, when it's really mainly a big box issue. Basically, if you remember any of our segments during the morning newscast, that reporter Nick McNamara, I thought he broke it down pretty well, talking about how basically big box stores especially are trying to get valued as if they're a vacant property, and thus a big reduction in their property taxes, which is thus a big reduction in the county coffers or city coffers, depending on how the sale, you know, property tax breaks down. Are you hearing more about this at the legislature
yes,
level?
Yes, you know, and you're exactly right. I have had private conversations with our elected county officials and city officials, and they are very concerned. And last session, near the end, the Senate had kind of an informational meeting on this topic. Now, I was unable to attend that particular meeting, but it is an important issue, and that's why this summer, I reached out to the county councilor, Clancy Holman, and said, "Look, we need to create a local committee to begin thinking about this very issue and prepare ourselves for next legislative session." And we've started that process. And we've had one meeting, and we're now kind of in the fact-finding mission. Interestingly enough, county appraiser Greg McHenry has identified some language that, in his opinion, could address this concern. But as I told everybody at the committee, you know, the language is probably the easiest part of solving this little puzzle, because you're going to have a lot of interest in this from big box stores. And I think you have to ask yourself the question, why are their appraisals going up? And I think we really have to dig into it from their vantage point, not necessarily always the vantage point of government officials. Yes, it would have an impact on them, but we also have to understand the impact it's having on private enterprise and to try to find out what the root problem is and try to address that from a legislative perspective, to try to find a balanced approach to solving this particular issue. But if it's, you know, written entirely to the advantage of big box retail, then it does have a huge dollar impact on county government. And then the concern is that, you know, if it's applicable to big box retail, why is not the same approach applicable to, you know, the mom and pop retail store? And there the big concern for me becomes a tax shift, because if you're reducing the appraised values of all the retail operations in a community and local officials are not able to reduce their expenditures, that just simply shifts that tax burden onto residential property appraisals, and I don't think people would be excited about that option either. So, you know, it's a big issue. It's happening across the country. I've done a little bit of reading online, and this is happening all across the country. You know, you've got large corporations that are like Walmart and Target that are seeing an opportunity to reduce their expenditures on taxes. So they're hiring large corporate firms to get engaged in this process. So it's going to be a big issue. And I also cautioned the committee that this is probably not going to be solved in one legislative session. I think the first session you start to educate people so that we can understand the issue, bring people up to speed, and then maybe in the second legislative session find the solution that can try to find a balanced, reasonable solution that respects both sides of the issue.
And when it comes to the response to this, especially from the local government level, it's past the preventive stage. This is more of a reactionary stage when it comes to local officials, because it has been happening where they've seen a loss of revenues with some of these tax valuations when it goes to Board of Tax Appeals, and it gets kind of backlogged and backjammed there. And right. when it gets into Board of Tax Appeals, basically they can't collect while things are in appeals. So from a logistics, from a bean counting standpoint for local governments and appraisers, and just from the top down, basically, when it's looking at the counties or cities' revenues, I mean, they're already seeing that impact right now.
Correct. And the case in Pott County, the county prevailed, this is information I'm going to request. But I think in Johnson County there are perhaps a dozen appeal cases from big box retails, maybe more, and that will have a significant financial impact. And then obviously I think once there are successful cases, then all across the state people are going to start saying, well, if they can do it, why can't I? So I think we do need to get on top of this from a legislative perspective.
And when you're looking at it, are you hearing more about this? You've been hearing about it from constituents here in Riley County, but has any of your colleagues in the legislature, have they been hearing about it from their counties and cities as well?
Well, I think the Sedgwick County, the Wichita market, and the Kansas City, Johnson County market, those are probably the two biggest forces at play here. And I have had conversations with legislators from those particular communities.
And how are they feeling on it?
Well, it puts legislators in a tough spot, because if your inclination is to just say, well, it's the free enterprise and big business needs to prevail, then you may not be as receptive to trying to find a reasonable solution to allow government to provide the services that the citizens want. So I think politically speaking, right now, my intuition is it would be hard to legislatively change the law to the advantage of local government. There, historically, my experience has been inside Topeka State House, the local governments have less political standing, if you will, versus the big box retailers.
Which is kind of weird to think about, right? You think it...
Well,
15, 20 years ago, you wouldn't think that statement would be...
Well, yeah,
true. Not that I'm saying I agree with you. I think you're right on the money there. But 20 years ago, people would probably hear that statement and be like, wait, what? What have we done? It shouldn't be that way.
Well, I think it goes to a much bigger issue in my mind. I mean, people are, I think in our society, are frustrated with what I call the administrative state. We just keep growing our government entities. They become more costly. They become more intrusive into our personal and private and business lives. And there is a pent-up sense of frustration that people have. And again, I'm probably getting way off board here, but sometimes I've come to the realization that the legislature, which only meets for about 90 days, sometimes is not well designed to address some of these huge structural issues that we have to confront with our government. And for example, the foster care system. In my opinion, that is broken. And we're going to have to take a hard look at how that entire system functions and how it operates, and not just the legislature walk in January and walk out in May and think we're going to find a solution. We're not. I think it's going to take a couple of years for us to hire the experts to come in and advise the state on how best to address this issue of foster care system across the state. My sense is that people recognize that system is broken and needs to be fixed. And it's going to require a concentrated effort by the governor's office to lead on that. And then the legislature is going to have to be willing to, in a bipartisan way, to come up with workable solutions.
Brady Bowman here with Representative Tom Phillips of Manhattan. Again, phone lines are open, 785-537-1350. Yep, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get Sidney Carlin on the phone with us and join us. You're listening to InFocus here on News Radio KMAN.